the book fair is valuable in many respects. First of all, it gives those who are attending a chance to see some of the books that you write when you are an author. They see your books on display, and some of them, if you are available around, do ask questions regarding the contents of the book, and you get to know whether what you are writing is appreciated or not, and you get a perspective that what the readers are looking for is something like this, and so on and so on. And secondly, as a writer, you get to see the works that other writers have written, and you get inspired, even just getting into contact with other authors who are present at the fair. It gives an inspiration, it gives an atmosphere of writing and so on.
Now, looking at some of the books that you actually wrote, there is one, Thembi Salami, there is Akusoka Lingalasici, and Ulimlosi Ndebele, which is used from Form 1 to Form 4. So at the end of the day, can you say that over the years, you've actually benefited from some of your works?
Some of them, yes. I don't know why Wang Thembi Salami is so popular with people. I didn't think when I wrote it would be so exciting to the people. But indeed, one gets some benefit from some. But of late, the market is not very good at all. That is talking in financial terms. But whereas one wants money, one is not writing primarily for money, but you are writing to communicate with the people. You are writing to put forward certain thoughts. You are developing yourself, broadening yourself as you think out of the ideas that you want to write. So this writing has been of much benefit to myself.
Now, when we talk about money, you know, these money issues are sometimes very complicated. So how often do you get your royalties?
This has become a very complicated affair. It's supposed to be once a year that you get your royalties, but of late, publishers do not pay as well as they used to do. One is not sure what the problem is. You see, another thing is publishers long ago used to give you a schedule of sales, and you were able to see how your book was selling. Of late, no, they just send you money. You don't know how they arrived at that, and so on and so on. There are problems, perhaps, with publishers.
But can somebody survive on writing books?
It's a yes and no, but certainly not in Zimbabwe in the present environment. Book writing is supposed to be lucrative depending upon what you have written, but the market is so depressed now that you just can't survive on books.
And tell us a little bit, how many of your books are now being used at schools?
My books are getting old now, but three or four of them are in use at school.
Do they give you an update about some of the books, you know, whether you can make some more editions or not?
The feedback from publishers now is not very active, is not very satisfactory, is the word. And readers sometimes do give you a feedback as to the quality and character of your book. But one does not get the feedback that one would expect from the publishers regarding the sale of books, regarding whatever.
And my last question, how many books have you actually written?
I've written seven or so.